Welcome to this podcast, Grace for All, produced by members of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. It is our hope that these brief daily devotions will bring you comfort and peace. Thank you for listening.
Today's podcast is titled, We Sing Our Praises. The verses today have been read from the New Living Translation. We'll begin with Psalm chapter 47, verses 6 through 8. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King over all the earth. Praise Him with a psalm. God reigns above the nations, sitting on His holy throne. I am a music appreciator, especially when people are singing to praise God. Recently, I heard the choir at our church sing beautiful anthems accompanied by piano and organ. I heard our worship team sing praise songs, some of which were converted from old favorite hymns, but now accompanied by guitar and drums. The children's choir sang a beautiful song, and they also sang it in American Sign Language at the same time. And recently I listened to a man sing a song of praise he wrote while in prison. As he poured out his heart in song, you could feel his experience of God's grace as he praised God. Now, this expression of praising God through song can be found throughout Scripture. Another great reminder is found in the New Testament in one of Paul's letters to the church at Ephesus. The scripture is found in Ephesians chapter 5, beginning with verse 18 through 20. Be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts, and give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. What does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns to the Lord? I wish you were there to hear the voices of Ephesian choir that sang at our church. Now, we have a large sanctuary with a high ceiling, but this choir was filled with the Holy Spirit, and they sang with such power that it completely filled our sanctuary and each one of us who experienced it. Why do we sing praises to God? When you feel the depth of God's love for you, when you know the God who created the heaven and earth also created you because God loves you and wants a relationship with you, then you will want to be filled with the Holy Spirit and sing out to the Lord with all the power and passion you have. Will you pray with me? Father God, through the stillness of our prayers, we cry out to you. And through the power of our song, we praise you. Fill us with your Holy Spirit so we can praise you and sing to you with all that we have to offer. Amen. This devotion was written by Owen Ragland. And a special recognition to the Voices of Ephesian Choir from Ephesian Primitive Baptist Church in Nashville, Tennessee. If you want to hear the power of their song, visit our church website at firstchurch.org and watch the 10:30 Sanctuary Service from April 6, 2025. You will be blessed.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1-STCHURCH.org. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.